In life, we encounter people who have face-offs, challenges, standoffs with other people. And one can learn a lot about them by the way they deal and negotiate with their with their opponent. It's a reality in the human condition that, like it or not, we are we have a dangerous ego. Everyone, and it takes a wise and a controlled person, self-controlled person, to have the insight to step down and back away from somebody or something that is that can cause them harm. One of the examples that the Torah presents to us, which is an example for all time, is the behavior of Paro, who stands no chance at all against the infinite, almighty, power of the universe. And he stands up to God. Okay, you say the first time he doesn't know who he is, you can argue, but he gets rocked and socked. He gets bashed and smashed and rushed and crushed by the plague of blood. His entire population is starving, starving to death, of dying of thirst. It was a nice try, and you lost. So tap out, call it a day, lick your wounds, and good luck. It'll be understandable. He's stronger than you, and that's it. And it's an amazing display of stubbornness and human self-protection and of ego, haughtiness, misplaced confidence, that Paro gets up and says, no, it's nothing. I can do this. And then it's like a Mike Tyson fight with no referee. The referee just has you have mercy after the first and second and third round. He steps in and calls the fight, And here the problem with Paro is that no one's going to call the fight. He has to submit, and he refuses. It's an insane display of his ego and God's power. It's noteworthy that so many, thousands of years later, we have a modern day Pharaoh, the leader of the Egyptian people, and indeed the Arab world, Abdul Gamal Nasser, who in 1967 opened his mouth, stuck out his hand, stuck out his neck, and spoke with such misplaced self, aggrandizement and gaiva, and spoke about how powerful he was and how he was going to destroy the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And it was all talk and just hot air. And he ramped himself up so much and talked it up so much that there came a point where he couldn't talk anymore because the Arab world got so excited about what said he would do. And then, although he knew full well that it wasn't wise for him to do this. He went through it with it anyway. It was like he got himself destroyed. Destroyed. And his country destroyed. And, you know, the first day of the war, it was over. Second day, he doesn't stop. Third day, he doesn't stop. Fourth day, the sixth day war. It's such a sorry, pitiful example of gaiva. Just like the original Egyptian leader, Pharaoh, we stand back and almost chuckle and laugh at the foolishness of these characters. But let us beware, because that could happen to us. Let us obviously first pick our fights and be careful who we fight with. And of course, much more significantly, recognize that it is God that runs the world and runs our lives. And let's not be foolish enough to try to overpower him and his will. May we have the inner strength and courage to know how and when to submit and be so powerful to say that we made a mistake and that we were wrong.